Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
What was last night? I mean, it certainly wasn't a press briefing, because he doesn't allow questions. He speaks at the country and says what we all knew he was going to say, and we all know what the result is going to be, or what in fact it isn't. We are not necessarily focusing on that with Rob Hutchinson, founder of Dear South Africa, but we are talking rather about the name change, the proposed name change for South Africa. But I somehow can't separate the issues, because it just talks about priorities. And as Mark B., one of our listeners, said, when South Africa wanted to present a case to the ICJ, a very complex case about genocide in a country many, many thousands of kilometers away, the ANC was able to put together what looked like a magnificent case in a matter of weeks. Why is it that we will never see really, we all know, we'll never really see a result to this commission of inquiry? But let's talk about name changes of streets and name changes of a country. It just seems to me to be a diversion. Rob Hutchinson, after that long, long spiel, good morning. How are you?
Very well, yourself, Howard.
You know, I find it hard to separate all of these issues. Help me out here. Can I? Can
yeah,
we?
I think they are definitely interlinked. And it's a part of a broader sort of radical, I don't want to say which side, but definitely a radical movement to change names, to bring about these policies, and trying to destroy history and move on to ushering a new way. And the name change is nothing more than that. It's just definitely a radical move, a radical suggestion. The name of Zania itself doesn't even fit in anywhere. Nobody really uses it. Nobody acknowledges it outside of political spheres and some academics and radical academics. So it is definitely questionable as to why they're doing it, but I think it fits in with the ATM, the Africa Transformation Movement. I think it fits in with their ideology and so on, just to more radicalize their followers.
Is it a diversion, or does it talk to the radicalization, as you've said, of followers?
I think it's not so much a diversion. I think it is part of their ethos and part of definitely to secure more radicalization. I mean, we saw this many years ago when the EFF first appeared on the scene. It was the same radical ideas, name changing. I think the EFF even mentioned they talked about Azania a lot. You can see that in other radical circles, especially in political parties, they mention Azania and so on. Again, to force or get rid of the idea of colonization that has changed the country. So, no, definitely not. And I think the ATM go further in this. It's an amendment to the constitution that they're proposing, and it contains the name change in there. They go further. They want to replace many things inside the constitution, and basically, I want to say, socialize the whole thing. Even communism, bringing all the minerals back into South Africa, making them government owned, giving the government more power over everything, nationalizing everything. And it fits in with, like I said, fits in with their ideology.
It's just a remarkable. It's remarkable to me that with all of the issues that we have, these types of parties, the EFF, ATM, all of these, I don't know what, as you've said, where to lump them. But why is it that they never seem to take up real issues? Employment, crime, gender-based violence, education, healthcare. There's so many issues that are pivotal to South Africans, and even would give them greater support, but yet they go on this nonsensical mission that is not going to go anywhere, but just proves how useless they are. How do we live in such different worlds?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it's obvious that they should be focusing on. I mean, a name change will cost billions. And you're right, that money can and should be used in helping South Africans. We have so many problems that do need to be sorted out. But the idea is, you know, political parties have to stand out from one another. So they have to approach this radicalization. It's an easy target for them. They push it, as we've seen now, when we're talking about it, we bring it up, gives them more airtime, and it radicalizes their followers even further. And you know, politics is all about who makes the most noise and grabs the most headlines. And that's what wins seats and gets attention. So it's nothing more than that. Remember, politics is, I hate to say, but it's not about you and me. It's about the parties.
It's actually quite unbelievable. Can I assume that this proposed name change will go nowhere?
Yes, it definitely won't go anywhere. At this stage, it's still a notice of intention to introduce, and then that notice of intention still has to go out to parliamentary debate. The parliament will decide if it can go further than that. I don't think it's going to get any support from anyone else. Yes, it might push it, but I don't think it'll go further than that.
That is where we leave it. Rob Hutchinson, founder of Dear South Africa, talking about the name change, Azania, for South Africa. I'd love your thoughts. 061-895-1019. Rob Hutchinson, thank you as always.